It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com.
The Environmental Protection Agency is awarding a more than $62 million grant to the Kentucky state government to help expand residential solar energy to low-income households, one of dozens of awards given across the country as a part of a federal grant competition. The Solar for All competition, funded through the Inflation Reduction Act, is allocating $7 billion through 60 grants to state governments, tribes, and nonprofits that an EPA release estimates will be able to deliver residential solar projects to over 900,000 households nationwide. According to the EPA, the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet, its $62,450,000 award to expand access to low-income solar through financial assistance models and workforce development programming. Steve Ricketts, the board chair for the advocacy group Kentucky Solar Energy Society, said that utility-scale solar installations are increasingly setting up shop in Kentucky and that there's growing interest from some cities in promoting solar energy. But low-income Kentuckians have been less able to access solar. Ricketts said he hoped state officials would collaborate with an extremely willing and motivated grassroots community who wanted them to succeed with rolling out the grant funding. Another Solar for All application submitted as a collaboration between Louisville and Eastern Kentucky counties did not receive a grant. Louisville and Eastern Kentucky counties proposed to use $150 million to create a forgivable loan program for low-income housing to add residential solar, create community centers powered by solar energy for use during natural disasters, and also build the solar installation deployment workforce. In commemoration of Earth Day, the city of Silver Grove was presented with a check to go toward the creation of Green Valley Pond Park. New Rift Distilling donated $16,830 to the Silver Grove Community Foundation on April 22nd, generated entirely from the 2023 Silver Grove bourbon sales. The Silver Grove Community Foundation seeks to improve the quality of life and support community-led projects within the city. The new park is centered around Green Valley Pond, which has fishing opportunities for the community. The park also recently implemented benches, trash cans, disc golf, and a gazebo. Silver Grove Community and Economic Development Director Bob Yoder said the pond has been in Silver Grove for more than 50 years. About 2 years ago, the city acquired it and started planning to open it as a park. The Kenton County Mayor's Group continued its discussion with the upcoming legislation of medical cannabis at their Saturday meeting. The discussion dovetailed with previous talks on how the new legislation will affect zoning in the county's cities, but the mayors also heard about various medical uses for the cannabis from Dr. Michael Reeser, an Erlinger-based clinical psychologist who was knowledgeable about cannabis's medical usage. Attendees had various questions about the form the medical cannabis could take, the process for getting a prescription, and how it would affect employees on the job. On the last point, Reeser said that the established regulations against operating machinery and working while intoxicated would likely cover medical cannabis too. No official action on the matter was taken at the meeting. The next meeting of the Kenton County Mayor's Group will take place on Saturday, May 18th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Lakeside Park City Building on Buttermilk Pike. That's going to be it for us today on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lincoln KY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.